For the week of April 1st, 2011, this is episode number 67 of Twiggy Beyond, or some equatable audio boo podcast, and I'm your host, Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, here to bring it back old-school Twiggy Beyond style, kind of. Not that Twiggy Beyond nor the audio boo with no name have much difference. You know, Twiggy Beyond was 35 to 45 minutes, and so audio boo is about 15 minutes. And actually, that's how I really wanted to keep it to be back in the Twiggy Beyond days, which, best podcast ever. You've never heard anything better, and you know it. So why did I start this podcast off like that? Because I've been listening to older podcasts, or just podcasts in general. Like, I don't listen to podcasts anymore, and I haven't listened to podcasts since, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. I just don't, because they're not interesting to me anymore. I love talk radio. Well, I did. I think talk radio is fucking corny right now. And I don't listen to podcasts. They're just not interesting. I listen to people on YouTube commentate video games and shit like that, which really is just podcasting, but with video in the background. And here's the thing. I fucking hate video podcasts. I refuse to watch them. So I've been in the mood to podcast, but just really haven't had much to say because I don't care. I've been listening to old episodes of the Weeping Willow podcast, starring Bill, who I'm not sure if he listens to this audio boo, but what up, Bill? And his special guest Renee, who I don't think officially became the co-host. I don't know. She was always just a special guest, which is kind of funny, actually. But when I was listening to it, I didn't, like, remember any of it, because, or maybe it was just the earlier ones. You know, to be fair, I think they only put out, like, a dozen episodes or so, but I don't think I listened to the earlier episodes, or I just really don't remember them. Because that was, what, 6-7 years ago? I mean, I started podcasting, I think, the July that I, of the year that I turned 21, I think. And I'm 27, I'm going to be 28 this year, so about 7 years ago. So, really, I've been talking to myself for almost 7 years now, right? And not making a fucking dime off of it. This is bullshit. Yeah, that's that whole situation. So I listened to, I'm listening through the Weeping Willow, you know, catalog, and trying to find older podcasts. Like mine, I don't know where mine are. Actually, honestly, I think mine died with like 3 computers ago. Like, since I've started that podcast, I probably had about 7 computers. Because technology hates me. Technology fucking hates me. That's just a fact. There's no getting around that shit. I was listening to it, and what actually really, really got me back into wanting to do this audio boo, because I kind of don't care. Fuck you. Learn how to fuck you. Hope you die. What got me into back into podcasting was listening to podcast shoutouts. Now, you remember podcast shoutouts. If you listen to this podcast, you know what podcast shoutouts are. If you listen to Twiggy Beyond or any of the other NWP, or just the, you know, the satellites, the fucking friends of Twiggy Beyond network, whatever, then you know what podcast shoutouts are. I stopped doing them after, I think, like the 30th episode, because firstly, I hate the term shout out, and secondly, it just became a suck your own dick fest, or you know, pretty much a fucking circle jerk after a while, where everybody was just like, I love hearing my name said, so say it. And I had no problem doing that, but it just got really, really weird, funny, goofy, screwball. And so I think it was like the first, I don't know, 10 episodes, maybe even up to like 15 episodes, like, I was real PC and shit, and I didn't, I didn't like cursing, or I mean, I don't, not that I didn't like cursing, but I didn't want to offend people for whatever reason on Twinkie Beyond, which is dumb. I don't give a fuck. I never did, and I didn't curse, I didn't talk about anything, I didn't make, like, jokes about, touching kids and stuff like that, because, you know, they're not all jokes, but, yeah. So, you know, I wasn't about that, and then I realized about 20 in that I didn't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. Who am I trying to fucking impress? Nobody. You know, I'm not getting paid for this, so fucking just be myself more. And it's that doesn't mean that I curse more in real life, because actually, I don't curse very much. I don't, not that I don't like to, I just don't. It's not really part of my everyday vernacular. And, you know, it was to be more relatable, because when people talk, they curse sometimes. And it's not like I'm forcing myself to curse. It's just how I am. I have no problem doing a whole episode of any podcast without cursing. It's just how it is. If I curse, I curse. Great. If I don't, then you'll hear exactly how I talk. But, so I'm listening to their shout-outs, which at that time, they were a fledgling podcast. Their shout-outs consisted of Colm and Todd of the Colm Nation, and Brett of Wicked Piss Podcast. And I remember that, how our circle of people, we would just basically hype up each other's shows all the time. Like, I remember, you do your spiel, like, with Twinkie Beyond. It was, hey, this is what I did on the weekend, and this is what I drank, and this is a video game I played. I hate this video game. This video game is great, and here are my shout-outs. You know, that's basically how it worked, and people fucking listened to it for whatever goddamn reason. It was a lot of people, too. It was a lot of hundreds of people listening to this podcast. I don't know why. I'm just a random dude talking about stupid shit that nobody gives a fuck about. You know, at least like the Wicked Piss of podcast was talking about video games. So I'm just talking. And then like in the last like 10 minutes, it's all, hey, I also want to throw a shout out to Apocalypse Dow. You should listen to him at apocalypsedow.libsyn.com. And, you know, Bread of Wicked Pissa Podcast, wickedpissapodcast.libsyn.com. That's PISSALIBSYN. You know, stupid bullshit like that. It was real fun. Like, it was a fun, whimsical time, whatever. And there are a lot of shout-outs. And you know what? Going back to the having a lot of listeners, it was almost 1,000 at one point, which is really dumb. Really fucking dumb. You guys are fucking dumb. Don't listen to this shit. And, of course, I have to thank, you know, Apocalypse Dow, who doesn't listen to this podcast, who stopped listening to my podcast a few years ago, which is fine. I don't really give a fuck. Of course, big thank you to him, because he had a huge audience. Terrence of Kobaby, who also had a huge audience, I'm sure still does, when he puts out episodes. God damn it, Terrence put out some more fucking episodes. I think he put one out, like, a week ago? I forgot to look at the timestamp on it, but it was good. Like, the Kobe Beef Show is a consistently good podcast. Terrence is talking about current events in and around Japan, talking about politics, which I hate politics, but Terrence humanizes politics, makes it make sense. So it's interesting. And also to, of course, can't forget one of my earliest podcast buddies, Robbie of J-Pop Blast, who he did mention to me on Facebook that he is interested in starting another podcast. So we'll see how that goes. But I've never met him in real life. I'd really like to. I've met a bunch of other podcasters, so that and everybody's been super nice. Robbie, I have never met, and would love to. Would love to grab a drink with him. He actually found my podcast, and then from there, he contacted me and got me a shit ton of listeners. Not, you know, I never, like, emailed him and said, hey, plug my shit. He just mentioned it and how much he enjoyed it because, you know, let's just be honest, best podcast ever. And, like, all of his listeners migrated, and I was cool with that because his podcast and mine were so different. His was all music, and he had threw some audio bloggery in there, but mine was straight Fuck you, Final Fantasy, you know? And, of course, a big thank you to, can't forget, Aaron of the Weekly Anime Review Podcast. You know, this is what podcasting was back then. It was all big fucking circle jerk where nobody had any fucking substance. If you're an audio blog, you definitely didn't have any substance. All you talked about was what you're supposed to talk about, which is, you know, your daily life. But it really just kind of boiled down to podcasting. That's what you talked about. Your podcast was about podcasting and how, oh, I don't know what to talk about. What do I talk about today? I don't know what to talk about. Let's talk about another podcast. I really like this podcast. And that's actually what this episode of Twinkie Beyond / Audio Boo is turning out to be. But you know what? It's irony. Bask in it. So, thank you to Aaron of Weekly Anime Review Podcast, of course, Warp, who started a podcast with his wife Diana called Schnoothcast, which, god damn it, bring it back, because Aaron's one of the nicest dudes. He's really cool, and like, we talk old school video games, and he pointed me out to this old new Sega Genesis game that just came out, and I picked it up on his recommendation, and he pointed me to an iPhone game that I haven't played yet. Actually, well, I did play a little of it. It's a sim game. Why can I not remember? I can only remember the game that I suggested to him. It's a game dev story. That's it. I played a little of it, and I'm not a sim fan because I'm not good at multitasking, and I'm not a multitasking fan. But I did enjoy what I played, and he wanted me to give my impressions of it. I'd like to play a little more of it before I say anything about it, but I like that it's simple enough that an idiot like me can actually enjoy it. I don't like sim games, as I just said, or RTSs, even. It's kind of RTS-y. Yeah, I guess. I'd like to give my impression on it, but I just haven't played enough of it. And he picked it up for me, gifted it to me through the iPhone or iTunes. So thank you for that, Aaron. And if anybody else would like to gift me shit, my PayPal account is... you can email me at twinkiebeyond@gmail.com to ask for my PayPal, and I will gladly accept your fucking money. Or otherwise, you can iPhone me games to review, or just to have and not play at twinkiebeyond@gmail.com. But yeah, Schnoothcast, loved it. Weeping Willow, still listening through the catalog. I asked Colm of the former Culmination and the countless other fucking number of podcasts, and now of the T4 show, T4 Tech show, which I miss like every episode. I don't know. It's good. It's just I miss every episode of it because it's for all intents and purposes, it's a video podcast. It's on YouTube, and I don't really like watching videos while I'm working at work, because then I can't curly your fries as fresh as they can be. Shout out to Colm. Shout out, Jesus fuck. I asked him if he had any old Culminations up on the internet. He says no. I don't know if I quite believe him, but I'd like to find them and. Because I can kind of remember a little of it, but, I remember Colm was number top five at least at some point on Podcast Alley. Remember Podcast Alley? And it was crazy because I finally listened to it and I was like, oh my god, Brett from Wicked Pissa or Apocalypse Now, we all listen to each other. And also, I was listening to one of his stories about him selling his car and I was like, dude, that's like 30 minutes down the road from me, and it turns out that he lived like 30 minutes down the road from me, so it was really crazy. It was pretty cool, but shout out, I'm never gonna say shout out again, to him. What up to all the people that I've already said before. Bring that shit back, you sons of bitches. Get on the podcast. I'm the only one doing a fucking podcast. Nut up, you fucks. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com, TwinkieBeyond the podcast, you sons of bitches, it's back.